And nearly every neighborhood in Albany, there are next to no grocery stores, and there's just bodegas and Stewart's and like small little stores that don't necessarily supply the healthiest food or even enough food to feed families. Especially during COVID, there's been a lot of like a lot less space to like get more food for families. And there have been like a ton of like programs around the city that have popped up, which have been super, super great. But specifically in like the Arbor Hills neighborhoods, the South End, there's, you know, there are farm programs and farm shares. And this is just a way to sort of amplify that.
So the idea of the community refrigerator, so to speak, is to have businesses or homeowners pretty much donate an outlet, right? And then the refrigerator is brought to them, which is then stocked with groceries.
Yes, groceries, and then hoping to work with more restaurants that will do ready-to-eat foods, because some folks who are food insecure are also home insecure and money insecure, so I want them to be able to have access to food that they can eat right away, and it doesn't have to be cooked.
So that's, I guess, the next question is, where does the food that's in these fridges come from?
Right now, our biggest partner is Honestweet Food Co-op. I'm actually their first ambassador, so I'm working with them very closely. I'm doing a lot of their like cultural humility stuff and anti-racism work. So they've been like the biggest partner and like biggest supporter so far. And Alex that works there has done so much to partner with the community. And so they are a partner. New World Bistro is going to be a partner. And I'm really just looking for anyone. I'm trying to do as healthy a food as I can.
And you do a lot of legwork on this and getting people, you know, in line and making sure that the word gets out. But so much of this and this movement that we're experiencing right now is sort of through word of mouth. So yeah. What's the response been for you when people found out about these refrigerators saying, hey, I want to help out?
I've truly gotten so many messages that I'm like in over my head, which is really great. Everyone's been like super, super supportive and wanting to help and wanting to donate and just wanting to like help even just clean and to like scout out locations. So the community has really shown up, and I just want to make sure that we're getting the word to the folks who actually need it, because social media is a great tool for those who have the ability to have a phone or to have access to computers and TV, but there are a lot of people who don't have that. So this is really important that now when we're talking and when we're getting the word out, that it's word of mouth and flyering and talking to people in neighborhoods and like going up to people that you may not know and just telling them about what's going on and like what's available to them, because it's for everybody in those communities specifically.